KB2HXS Mobile, isn't it?
Is that LK Mobile?
What's he meaning you on here?
You are from the Chinese place.
Ooh. It's the one we go to is right here in town. The other one we normally go to is up in Lyman, up there by 129 next to KJ's. But they're closed today. Weird, but okay. So we go to this one right here in Greer on 29.
Man, I hope it sounds good. I hope it is good. I don't frequent any place up that way. I'm never around Greer area. Well, never. Just rarely. How about that? So we never eat that way.
Gotcha. Yeah, when we go out to eat, we sometimes we'll go up to the Hare and Hound up in Lyman. You know where the Hare and Hound is up there on 14 and, that place up there.
I don't know what you're talking about, and the name has slipped my mind, too. We must be old.
Old man, KO4HKX.
See, there I go. My hearing is going. Now I thought I heard something. Yeah, Landrum, and there's also a place up there to get our sushi up on the right. Hello, Patrick. Holding a machine.
Am I holding it? This is AJ4P.
Yeah, you got it.
ROSS, we're mobile over here on 25.
Yeah, you're full. I can't even talk to that. Yeah, you're full grinding into the machine. I'm over here on 14 and Greer.
I'm driving from Asheville down to my house just south of Atlanta.
Wow, you got a little bit of a ride yet.
Well, yeah, comparatively, though, it's not that far.
What are you, about 2 hours out?
It's probably another 3 hours, at least 3 hours from here.
Gotcha. All right, well, you got Shane in there, N4ZLK, and Patrick, KL4HKX, if they can hold the machine. Shane, try that again.
Sorry, I was in a low spot. I'm actually coming up to 25, Ross, and I go to Atlanta most nights, four nights a week, there at exit 96 at Pleasantdale Road, and then 285 and 20 on the west side of Atlanta. But I'm actually going to go up to Greensboro tonight. That's why I'm going in, so run a load up there and come back down, a little extra load. Where are you on 25, Ross? N4ZLK.
Yeah, I'm about 15 miles from where it intersects 185, so I'm going south from Hendersonville towards Greenville.
Be a little bit ahead of you then. Anyway, just curiosity. And Patrick, if he's in there, he comes down 25 every day too. He lives up there in west of Hendersonville. Patrick, take it away. Go ahead if you're in there. N4ZLK. On the handheld. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just heading to the Chinese restaurant, going to grab a couple dinners and head back to the house and chill out.
I was thinking you were talking about going north to Greensboro, North Carolina, but you're going to Greensboro, Georgia?
And I am going to Greensboro, North Carolina. My regular route is Atlanta, though. But it's just four nights a week, usually not Sunday. I'm just going in for extra Christmas work.
I got you. So you're going north on, 85 right now?
I'm not working. I'm on my way in. I'm getting ready to turn on to 25, probably a few miles ahead of you, headed towards the 85 direction, same direction you're going.
Oh, okay. Well, I surmise from all that you're driving a rig after you get to work, right?
Work for UPS. Been there 31 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't have to go over the road, thank goodness.
Love you.
All the time, and I tell them the same thing every time. Nothing.
Well, I'll say one thing about UPS. FedEx is going out of their way to make them look good these days.
Man, I like that. I can get, by the way, to look good right now.
Getting UPS distribution centers and so on. It was, when people talk about a package being lost, I say, well, if you only knew.
How many get there on time and in as good a shape as they do. I mean, it's an incredible process for as many packages as they handle every night?
Absolutely.
Oh no, I'm just trying to find this restaurant, get my food. But yeah, no, I heard something. I don't know if I want to bring it up here, but it has to do with some regulations that are changing with FedEx and UPS.
Well, public's the first to know. They find out things before I do.
It's, I guess, gun sales, gun parts, things like that.
That's me. I remember delivering a package years ago when I was in package car. It was a next day or overnight package, you know. I get to the guy's house right at 10:30, and he's standing out there, and he's like, "Man, I'm glad you're here. We're going on vacation. That's my pistol I just had repaired. But we don't do that anymore. We don't carry any kind of weapon like that anymore."
You know, now they got some kind of new regulation going on with that, you know, shipping and stuff. I don't know. Whatever.
You do long guns as long as they came from a certified, you know, FFL, Federal Licensed Firearms Dealer, like one of your big retail stores or something, but it had to go to another FFL. But I don't even know if we do that anymore. Go ahead, Ross.
We had an interesting experience last Christmas. A package of, a neighbor, the next subdivision called me up and found my package in the middle of the road. And that was, I could understandable. But then the FedEx driver shows up, wants my wife to sign for the package. They said they'd put it on our doorstep, but forgot to get a signature. I was like, nah, I don't think that's the story.
Yeah, he's covering himself.
So that was what made it even more interesting.
Wine, we do wine, but that's it, and it has to be adult signature required. We can't leave them without that signature. So he must have fallen off his truck.
Yeah, I think it actually was a contractor. But anyway, the guy had found it. I called the shipping company, and they said, they'd send another one out. Before I knew that it was going to show up, called them back, and they said, well, keep it. We've already sent you another one. So I gave a couple bottles to the guy that called me.
Gentlemen, I'm going to duck out. I'm at the Chinese place. I want to get my food and go home.
Good to talk to you today. Enjoy your free time there by yourself. Make sure you clean the house up good when she gets back, or before she gets back. And 4ZLK.
Oh, yeah. She'll be back next Sunday. I believe me, I'm all over it. I'm all over it. Gentlemen, thank you for the conversation. I'll be back maybe in about 5-10 minutes. KB2HXS.
Dave, thanks for the call. It's good talking to you. It's fun to have somebody to ride along with instead of listening to that stupid radio.
I'll listen to this stupid radio, depending on who comes on. Shane, over to you. KB2HXS out.
John, see you, Dave. N4ZLK. Ross, what's your call again?
Yeah, about time to ID anyway. This is AJ4P, Alpha Juliet 4 Papa.
Hey, good to meet you today. Are you up this way a lot? You got somebody in North Carolina you're visiting?
Yeah, my daughter lives up there. She bought a house a year ago. She's getting ready to get married, so she's single right now, and she's somewhat challenged by most any problem that comes her way that's either mechanical or house-related. So we come up here pretty often. This time, her car, she needs her. She's a nurse but uses her car for home nursing. So her car is right on the edge of dying. It's making some noise that she can't describe. I can't hear it on the video. And darn if I don't get up there and it quit making the noise. So about par with the course. I told her she's just clearly lonely for her sweet daddy.
She is, of course. Yeah, I have four, I understand. Two girls and two boys. The last one is getting married in March. But it's kind of that way. The girls call me. This is going on. Something's going on with my car. Can you come over and help me do this? And you know what? I'm there. I will be there in a heartbeat. So always happy to do that. And I'll do that for my boys, too. But they seem to be able to get along a little better on their own as far as that kind of stuff. But I'm happy to help any one of them.
Yeah, well, now that he's full grown, it wasn't always the case. My son had several instances in the woods that I had to help him get out of, but now he'd rather walk than call me for advice, I'm pretty sure.
At that age, at one point, especially the boys, they'd rather not call. They'll get over it, though, eventually, if you got a good relationship with them.
Yeah, well, we've passed that. I mean, we got a good relationship. He's 35, 36, and actually works in the company that I founded. I'm retiring. I've sold the company, but he's proud of his skills, which I'm proud of his skills too.
Good to see your kids succeed. Well, this is the first time I've heard you on this repeater, and of course I'm not on it all the time, but anytime you're up this way, jump on in. There's usually somebody around.
Well, thanks. I probably will program it. I just scanned, you know, I got a TMV-71, old Kenwood, dual bander. I just put it on scanning and heard you guys talking, and I wasn't sure about the tone. I don't think there is a tone, but check the repeater book and heard you know him calling Dave calling for somebody else, decided to give a shout, so if I can figure out how to store this channel, I might go ahead and do it here in a minute.
Oh, that's too bad for you. KV2HXS, you found us.
For you too then.
Hey Ross, Peter will hold you all the way to a little past the Georgia line. When I go down there tonight, I used to take it all the way to Commerce. You can hilltop, you can hear it all the way down and maybe get back in with a little bit of power on the hills all the way to Commerce. And now basically the way station is where I lose it, and then usually I'll switch over to the Gainesville repeater. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but that'll take you all the way to Atlanta.
I got Gainesville in there. Actually, last night I was talking on the 805, 146805, you know, the one way over there on the other side of the state. That carried me right on up into South Carolina.
That one. The one we're on now, it's Caesar's Head. It's up on Caesar's Head. When you were coming down the mountain, you crossed the state line into South Carolina and started coming down the hill. It's over maybe 5 miles to the west, within 5 miles, I think, on a ridge up there called Caesar's Head.
Okay, well, I saw some antennas up to the right ways. I don't think it was 5 miles from the road, but, yeah, I know generally where you're talking about. Okay, good. Yeah, sounds real good right now, that's for sure.
Let's see, Shane?
7-6, is that right, Ross?
Well, that isn't the one I was on. I was on something 995 or something. 14676. I thought that was Stone Mountain, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it's 1467. Well, no. It might be 14667. I think I have to look it up now. I don't have it on this radio here because I can't hit it from here. But I do have it in my work radio.
670 is what it is. 760 is, we call them the Mountain Boys. It's the Alfred Memorial. It's right on the top of Stone Mountain, so it does pretty well, too.
That's right. That is Stone Mountain, yeah. So it is 14667 there, Dave.
All right. Once I get the last section of tower up and I get my vertical up in the air, I might be able to hit that from here. We'll see.
My house, I can hear it along 25. I've heard it break in the squelch a little bit along here on the way to work, but just mobile, I can't get it. But as soon as I hit Georgia, not far from Georgia line, you can pick it up and then carry it all the way to Atlanta.
I have the same tractor every time, so I assume, what do you have, a mag mount and put that on the truck, or how do you handle that?
Same tractor every night, so I've got an antenna mounted kind of like where the CB would go, only I have another bracket on the back there, and got my radio mounted up in the little box up above the driver's side. It actually, the mount fit perfectly in the screws that hold the headliner up.
Have a single tractor with a single driver. I guess that probably helps them keep the maintenance right on it.
Yeah, the tractors are assigned to the routes, so we can change routes every 6 months or so. But that tractor kind of stays with that route until it dies. They have to get rid of it, or somebody decides they want that tractor somewhere else. But it generally stays. We're a smaller building here in Greenville, smaller center, so we get everybody's leftovers. So when it gets to us, nobody wants it, and it's never going to be taken away until it dies.
Well, cousin's husband that drove for UPS for, 48 years, they finally retired him. And what did he do? He bought one of that big old, big old diesel motorhome. And they ride around the country in it now.
This is a long time. I hope I'm not there that long. Anyway, go ahead, Dave. N4ZLK.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to step on anybody. What antenna are you using on your tractor?
And I don't really know the model number. I just found it. It's got the little 3/8 screw mount there that goes into the same, just like a CB would mount, that kind of thing. So it works great. It's got good gain on it.
I'm kind of surprised. The antenna I still have the antenna. When I had my tractor, I had my Kenworth. It was a fiber cab, and I was introduced to the Diamond NR770, which stands for No Ground Plane Required. And that's what I'm currently using. I still have one. And that worked really, really well on the top of the Kenworth.
Yeah, back before I had an official route, and I was kind of covering routes. But some of the tractors are fiberglass, like you said, and it wouldn't work on every one of them. So as soon as I was able, I made it a more permanent mount.
Well, Diamond also makes a mount, a gutter mount, or there's a mount that you can put on the meters, and it'll have either an SO239 or an NO, and you can put a little better antenna. You get one of those NR770s, that'll work great for you.
I doubled.
Yeah, neither one of you won out there, so somebody, Dave, take it away.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean that. Diamond makes a couple of good mounts. They make a gutter mount, and they make another mount that goes on a mirror. And you can have either an SO239 or an NMO, whichever kind of antenna you want to put up. Gentlemen, I'm pulling into the driveway with my Chinese food. You have a good evening. I'm out. I'm done. Gone. Goodbye. Have a nice night. Be safe, Shane. Over to you, Rob.
Okay. Thanks again. And enjoy that Chinese food. Don't let the MSG get you. But I was saying, on my F-150, I've got a fender, a mount that comes through the crack between the hood and the fender. I have that MFJ 937, I think is the number on it. But anyway, I broke the thing. I hit a tree, so I got my mag mount out and got carrying it out to the truck. And just before I got to the truck, I thought a moment and said, uh-oh, I got a problem. I have an aluminum body truck. The only place I could stick it was on the windshield wiper.
Oh, that's funny, because it's working great.
Oh, no, I'm back. I bought another, the Bain one. No, I ran around for about 2 weeks till DX Engineering delivered my new antenna.
Okay, very good. Dave, see ya, if you're still there. Sorry, have a good day. Enjoy that Chinese. N4ZLK. And Ross, I've got one more. I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot. I'll be back on later when I get my tractor and get going, but it'll take me a few minutes.
Well, I guess you'll be going the opposite direction, too. I'm about to get on 85, so I intend to dig on all south.
Which is worse, because it's construction. It's even worse than that construction down on the way to Atlanta, believe it or not. There's about 30 miles of very narrow lanes and just junk going on. But anyway, if you're ever up late at night, I do go to the Stone Mountain, Georgia repeater when I go down 285. When I'm going from their Pleasantdale Road, their exit 96 at the Spaghetti Junction over to the west side of Atlanta, because I can't keep the Gainesville repeater then. But if you're ever on late at night, I don't know if you are or not, but give me a call sometime, and I'll listen for you. AJ4P, I think that's right, N4ZLK. Very, very nice to make your acquaintance today.
Shane, same to you. I will look for you, and I am going to program this this repeater in, and I'll probably talk to you on here another time. But yeah, I like to drive at night. I don't know, it's something I developed a long time ago. My wife doesn't, if she's with me, she doesn't always agree, but I feel like I can get out there and stay out of trouble and all if, at nighttime. Anyway, 7-3 for now, and talk to you again, I hope. This is AJ4P.
AJ4P, N4ZLK.